On 101.7 The Hammer.
Welcome back to the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com, and download the mobile app for your Apple and Android devices. It's free in the App Store. End of the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline, and we are talking to Purdue head football coach Jeff Brohm on with us. Media Day coming up on Monday, so he's making the rounds, and he's graciously giving us a little bit of his time so that we can pick his brain on a few things. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you?
Good. Hey, before we get into football stuff, I got to ask you about this Sunday. You're throwing out the first pitch for the Cubs game, so how nerve-wracking is that? You don't strike me as a guy that normally gets nervous about things, but this is a little bit different, isn't it?
Well, Saturday night, actually the second game of a doubleheader, and you know what? Believe it or not, I'm 7 out of 8 on these first pitches. Now, not many of these have been on this type of stage, so it'll be a little more pressure-packed. And you know what? Normally I'm my best when I don't practice a whole lot. So I don't want to overthink it. Don't want to over-practice it. Kind of like grabbing a golf club for the first time, and you go out there and you're not too bad. So hopefully I can get over the plate and don't look too bad.
Now, are you going to go with the full windup? You throwing from the stretch? I'm assuming you're going to throw from the rubber.
You know what? This will probably be as smooth as I can. I don't want to take too much off of it because it'll screw the throw up. But just kind of throw it in there like I'm playing pitch and catch in the backyard and hope that it works out.
See, that's a smart move because judging by the anxiety level that I saw out of Purdue fans before you signed your contract extension, if they also have to worry about baseball scouts coming after you too, let alone other colleges, I mean, they're not going to make it to August. So very smart move. Thank you for thinking of the fan base and taking a little heat off of that pitch.
Yeah, I wish I could still throw it as good as that.
Well, hey, I want to ask you a little bit about recruiting. I know you can't talk about anybody specific, and I'm not going to ask you about that, but you have to be. Are you a little bit surprised about the volume of kids that are committing earlier now with the new rules? I kind of like it and everything, though. But what's your take been on it so far?
Well, I think we've got to adjust to whatever rules are put in front of us, and I think we have to this point. And with the ability to give official visits earlier and earlier, and the signing date earlier, things are going to happen faster. And you know what? I think that. As long as these young men know exactly what they want to do and they researched it. And, you know, these days guys are taking more and more trips with their parents and coaches, their sophomore and junior year, and they kind of have an idea. And as long as they're, sure about where they want to go, I think it's important to go ahead and commit to where you feel like you fit. And for us, recruiting's gone well. I mean, we feel great about the position we're in, and we're positioned well for the future. And we're going to continue to try to get better and better, but I've been very pleased with where we're at.
When you first got here, Coach, obviously you had some recruiting to do, and now having that full season behind you, when you go out and you talk to these kids, or maybe you go out and talk to other coaches at the high school level and stuff, do you notice a difference in how they perceive Purdue football just after the year that you guys have had?
I think it has made a difference, and I think these young men in the state of Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Kentucky, and the surrounding areas understand that, and I think our coaches do a great job of going out and selling what our program's all about, what we can do for these young men, the platform that they can achieve their success. In our opinion, is second to none, and I think we've got good people that do it the right way and great fan support that are eager for more, and I think it's a win-win, and we're definitely going to go out and try to compete for the best and try to make sure they get a good look at Purdue because I think they'll like what they see.
Purdue head football coach Jeff Brohm on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline with us. Big Ten Media Day next week for you. We took a look at the list yesterday or the day before for the media days, and something that we noticed, you're taking two quarterbacks. We were kind of hoping to get an idea of who may have the inside track if there's going to be a starter, but we noticed there's a lot of Big Ten programs that aren't bringing a quarterback yet. You're bringing two. So what was the thought process behind bringing both David and Elijah to Big Ten Media Day this year?
Well, in the end, I think it's about being fair and doing what's right. And for our situation, while that probably hasn't been done before, I do think we're bringing the right people that are leaders of our team. They both have proven their worth. They've worked extremely hard. They're very productive players for us. They're team guys. They've done it the right way. And I'm happy to have both of them on our team. And I know it's a problem, but I think it's a good problem. And I'm eager for those guys to represent us. And I know that they will continue to work hard and be a great teammate and a great player and a great ambassador for our program. And I couldn't be happier to have those two guys with me.
You know, David Blau obviously has a lot of experience playing the full season 2 years ago. Elijah had a very, very strong finish last year at the helm there. So how will this QB competition in the fall be different from last season's, or will it be?
Well, it'll probably start off very similar. I mean, I think both guys proved that they got better, and they proved that they can help us win football games, and that's very important. I think our team has confidence in both of them. And I feel very good about what they can give to our team and how it plays out. You know what? It's hard to say at this point. So we'll just kind of let the pieces fall where they may. But I know that because of the competition we have, not only are these two guys getting better, but other quarterbacks behind them are getting better and other positions are getting better because they understand the competition that we're trying to have at each and every position. And I know it brings out the best of them.
We're talking with Purdue head football coach Jeff Brohm on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Another place where you've got a lot of competition and a lot of returning experience is the running back position. You know, it seemed like we get somebody in there, goes well, few games, gets dinged up, then it's next guy up. But you're returning a lot of experience there. So how do you get everybody enough reps at that position when you've got, again, a lot of talent and some good experience coming back in the running back position?
I do think when you know, all guys are healthy, it is a little challenging because we have multiple running backs. But I think that each and every one of them gives us a different element. I think they work hard. I think that they all can help us win football games. I know even right now we've got one or two that are nicked up, and that's the way it's going to be. You know, it's tough to go through the whole season with just one running back. Sometimes just two. So for us, once again, it's a good problem that. There are multiple guys. They're good teammates as well. They've worked hard. And I know sometimes they may be disappointed in maybe the amount of carries they get, but at any given point, any given week against an opponent, they've got to be ready to rise to the challenge. And I think all of our guys are definitely up for that.
Coach, I want to switch over to defense, where you're not returning a lot of starters back on that defense, and you're losing your top 12 tacklers. You're losing a leader in Juwan Bentley. You're looking at starting, you know, possibly a couple of redshirt freshmen on the corners. I mean, that's a lot to replace on the defense. How do you and Coach Holt even begin to go about trying to just replace not only just that talent, but that leadership quality that you lost from last season?
It's about player development, and I know that we take a lot of pride in that, and we've worked extremely hard since that last bowl game to make sure we're getting all of our guys ready to go. I think we have multiple guys that can help us at all those positions. Are they going to be young and inexperienced? You know what? They are. And are they going to have to learn fast? Yes, they are. But that's up to us as coaches and players to put them in a pressured situation every day and their development every day in practice. Help them become game ready when their time is called. And I, while we will not have the experience without question that we had last year, I believe we'll have more guys to play, more guys that are hopefully ready to get in there and showcase what they're all about. And hopefully they can just learn fast and learn on the job and be ready for game one.
And of course, this is another situation where the new rules could, you know, kind of help you out with the being able to play four games now and still keep that red shirt status. When you saw that rule, what were your thoughts on that? And have you kind of run through your mind about how you'd be able to take advantage of that this season?
Well, once again, I think it's a rule that was put in effect, and we've got to adjust to it. So for us, it will give the ability to, by season's end, play more guys, have more guys. Able to go in there. You know, sometimes throughout the course of the years, injuries will happen. Whether that happens late or sometimes whether it happens early, now you're a little more open to putting guys in, not being scared to burn a red shirt. And I think it will help the fact that now the roster basically will be expanded to allow you to play more people.
Coach Jeff Brohm with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Let's get into the schedule a little bit. Kicking off against Northwestern. Last year, that night game was just absolutely amazing for the first time under those new lights at Ross-Ade. Assuming it's going to be just as loud, if not louder, than it was for that one, you get to bring in a Big Ten foe in Northwestern for game one. How big of an advantage is that to kick off the season in Mackey under the lights and you get a Big Ten foe to start it off?
You know, it's a huge game for us, and without question, I know it'll be electric. I know our fans will be into it. I know our players will be ready to play. But we're facing a tough opponent. This is a team that played outstanding last year. I believe won six of their last games, had some very good wins, won their bowl game. They beat us pretty handily at their place. I know we came back towards the end, but they were in control of the game the entire time. And they, they don't do things to beat themselves. You know, they do all the things that any young team is trying to do, play hard and tough and smart and not beat themselves. Well, they're the best at it. So we were going to have to find a way to beat them at their own game. The great part is it is on our home field. We do have our fans there to be an extra component to this to help us hopefully find a way to win. But it'll be a challenge, and we're going to have to be ready for it. And this game one is important for them as well as it is for us. And we've just got to find a way to see if we can find a way to win.
Coach Jeff Brohm from your Purdue Boilermakers. Coach, we are very excited for August to get here. We can't wait. We want to wish you a big boiler up, and thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, thank you, Coach. Coming back with more of the...